Point Fire in Sonoma County scorched about 1,100 acres and was about 20% contained by Monday afternoon. Ben Nichols is division chief of CAL FIRE. He said firefighters managed to make some headway overnight Sunday and into Monday.
Resources on the west portion of the fire are building and strengthening control lines overnight with the ultimate goal of tying in to the valley floor by this coming operational period.
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department reports that more than 400 people were under a mandatory evacuation order and another 4,400 were under an evacuation warning. Several structures were also burned in Sonoma County. CAL FIRE's Ben Nichols said reduced winds on Monday helped firefighters gain more ground on the Point Fire.
The forecasted winds are supposed to be less than we experienced yesterday, which should allow the resources assigned for this operational period to build and strengthen the control lines that were put in place yesterday, as well as continuing a tactical patrol and mop-up operations in and around the structures that were impacted by the fire yesterday.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, the Post Fire near Gorman, about an hour northwest of Los Angeles, remains mostly uncontained. The fire has burned more than 15,600 acres. Kenichi Haskett is Los Angeles County Fire Department Section Chief. He said windy conditions are making the fire difficult to control.
Those embers, when you get those strong gusts of winds with a fire at a ridgetop, to blow those embers up to they can blow embers up to a mile away and cause another spot fire.
Chief Haskett said the wind showed no signs of dying down on Monday.
Near the fire, when we're experiencing those strong winds out of the north-northwest, right now, I'm at like eye level, and outside, the winds are already blowing 10 miles an hour.
Climate experts say California's unusually wet winter created more vegetation than normal, and a forecasted dry summer will mean that extra vegetation will dry out soon and create plenty of fuel for wildfires. Daniel Swain is a weather and climate scientist. He's also creator of the Weather West blog.
Those dry brown grasses are starting to become rather flammable. And this year, as we've been talking about, as the result of two consecutive wet winters, there is a lot of additional growth of, particularly of grass, but also to a lesser extent of that heavier brush too.
The causes of both the Post and Point fires are still under investigation. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department has set up an evacuation center at Laguna High School in the town of Forestville. The address is 7050 Covey Road in Forestville. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.